USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flight cancellations and delays have been creating headaches for holiday weekend travelers. The flight tracking website FlightAware showing over 2,500 flights canceled nationwide Sunday. Most of the problems were blamed on bad weather and a pilot shortage in the United States. The TSA saying Friday was the busiest air travel day of 2022, and that TSA officers screened nearly 2.5 million people at security checkpoints. This man shares with MSNBC his not-so-fun experience at the airport.
To get here to the airport just for our flight to be delayed, 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 and about 11:30 last night, the flight was canceled.
Speaking to reporters near his beach home in Delaware, President Biden says he soon will make a decision on forgiving student debt. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The president wrote a letter last week to oil producers urging them to focus on production over profits. Appearing on Fox's America Reports, Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks shares what he believes would lower energy costs.
We need to make America energy independent again. We need to roll back the incredible sheer number of regulations that the Biden administration has put in place.
The White House says that oil prices are high across the globe as a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Voters in Israel are heading back to the polls.
On Monday, the leaders of Israel's coalition government said they would move to dissolve parliament and call for new elections, sending the country back to the polls for the fifth time in 3 years. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid is expected to become transitional prime minister during an election period likely to last several months. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Juneteenth marks the date in 1865 that the last enslaved people were told they were free in Galveston, Texas. At the Smithsonian Museum, Vice President Kamala Harris says that Juneteenth is about celebrating the principle of freedom.
Let this be a day that is a day to celebrate the principle of freedom, but to speak about it honestly and accurately, both in the context of history and current applications.
President Joe Biden signed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act into law in 2021. Although it has only been a federal holiday for a year now, some black communities across the South have marked the occasion for over 100 years. The Russian press secretary says WNBA star Brittany Griner shouldn't have brought an illegal substance into Russia. Dmitry Peskov saying even if Griner was trying to build a bridge by playing professional basketball in Russia, she still violated the law.
It is also a terrible message to bring some forbidden essences and materials to this country while trying to build some bridges.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, he added he wouldn't quite call this a hostage situation because she violated Russian law and is now being prosecuted. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.